Hello again, everyone. I'm Don Wolf, and I love jazz, and we have the privilege and the pleasure of talking with Mary Bogue today. She has a wonderful new CD out called Don't Go to Strangers. Mary, welcome to I Love Jazz.
Thank you so much, and I love your enthusiasm for jazz, and thanks for keeping it all the way live, baby.
Well, that's my hobby. You know, I had a profession and a vocation, but this is my advocation, which takes as much of my time as my professional life used to take.
Well, I'm thankful that it does, because you're keeping it out there. And I feel that we all have a responsibility to keep the music going.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, and that's what this is all about. Well, listen, I want to talk to you about this wonderful CD of yours, but first I'd like you to give our listeners a little of the background of Mary Bogue, because for me it's a new voice which I have discovered, and I want them to discover it as well. So tell us a little bit about how you got started as a singer and your background.
Well, I'll tell you, we always had great jazz in our family. My adult family, not growing up, not so much, but I've had the Guts of the Count Basie band play in my backyard, as a matter of fact, for my wedding in 1987 to my late husband, Rob. And when Rob passed away as a result of a tragic accident in 2001, it was my friend Al Timms, who's on one of the cuts with me, Black Coffee with Heartbreak Hotel, and he dragged me out into the Los Angeles nightclub circuit. And I would tap my foot and sing along, and he said, enough is enough already, and as a Christmas-slash-birthday gift, gave me a gift certificate, to go see Lori Donato, who is a local coach. And he said, not only are you going, knowing that I would probably chicken out, he said, I am driving you. And thus it began. That was just a couple years ago.
Well, it's a wonderful CD, and I know it's your debut release, and I have so many favorites on the CD, not the least of which is the one that you hear when you go to your Facebook page, and that is Hot, Strong, and Black. And I know you recorded that with Les McCann, which had to be a great thrill for you, as well as I believe it's going to be a great hit.
Oh, I hope so. You know what? It's so thrilling doing original work. And it was written by Karen Hernandez, who received just last night in Los Angeles the Living Legends of Jazz Award, and duly noted and deserved. She is incredible. Les McCann has been an icon of hers, along with Gene Harris. So when you listen to her play on that cut, which is on my webpage, actually, marybogue.com, you'll hear Karen just tearing it up on that piece. And Les came into the studio as my creative consultant, and he means business. He only says what he means, if you know Les. And the following couple weeks after we recorded it, we did our master, and we were very happy with it. It was just myself and Karen, and we were over at his house, and he told Karen, he said, go over there to the piano. And she did, and I was in the kitchen cleaning it for him, much to his chagrin. And he said, and you start singing. Karen, play that song, Hot, Strong, and Black. So we did, and he was very curious about it all. And he said, you know, what you really need on there is a guy voice. And I turned around, he's sitting in his wheelchair, and I put my hands around his face, and I said, really, isn't it a darn shame that I don't know any great jazz singers? And he looked at me, and he cocked his head to one side. He goes, well, I do it for you, baby. And, you know, I was so stunned. I have to tell you, Don, I don't know when my life turned upside down and Les is on my CD. What? How does that even happen? I did a Christmas show at Vitello's. And Les got out of his wheelchair, came up a flight of stairs, if you can imagine, to come see me. And that was my aha moment, was when this parallel universe, or whatever you want to call it, turned upside down and Les is coming to see me. How did that even begin to happen? And I just want to share with listeners quickly, you know, that we all have to have our dreams, and when we express our dreams, that's when they start, you know, coming true, when other people can start helping them come true, and this is certainly no exception to that.
Well, you know, from the legends of jazz like Les McCann, you also have a young kid. I still call him a kid. He probably will always be a kid to me, but what a wonderful musician Ricky Woodard is, a good friend of mine. And so there you have a young musician as well as one of the legends of jazz.
Ricky is incredible. And I guess it was so thrilling for me and such a surprise that my first call went out to everyone and everyone said, absolutely. And I was just, you know, struck with the enormity of that moment and that people so readily jumped on board. And every day when we pulled into Nolan Shaheed's studio, Nolan met me with a huge smile and came out to my car and, Mary, you know, and Ricky Woodard showed up and Ricky says to me, so, baby, is this your first CD, my sister? And I said, well, it is. He said, well, then let's make it pretty.
Well, you tell my brother I said hello when you see him next. Listen, another one of my favorites on your CD is a tune that I've always associated with someone I dearly loved, and that was Etta Jones when she performed with Houston Persons. This was one of her favorite songs. In fact, I know that she has her own CD with that same song as the title tune. And I thought nobody could sing that song, having heard her rendition. But I fell in love with yours, if for no other reason, but because it was a completely different rendition of the song, so that when you put the two side by side, it was clear to me you weren't trying to take away from her rendition or copy it. This was an entirely different and new rendition, and I just wondered if you were familiar with her and this rendition.
You know, I'm familiar with her as well as Etta James. I did not listen to Etta Jones doing this. Now you have me curious. Here's how I start to operate is when I find a song that just really tugs at my heartstrings and my emotions, and I feel connected to the lyrics. Then I start researching five or six different adaptations of it that I like, arrangements of it, and then I take all of those into consideration and throw them away. And I take what I like to my arranger, Steve Rollins, and have him make me a chart with the kind of tags that I want, et cetera. And then I work it. And Don't Go to Strangers, for me, it just has lyrics that I wanted to paint with a very wide emotional brush, if you will.
Well, you know, I don't know the story, and I don't want to pry, but I will tell you that when I listened to your rendition of Don't Go to Strangers, I thought to myself, here's a singer who's singing from her heart. So I don't know whether there was something personal there for you, but it conveyed a personal from-the-heart feeling to me as the listener.
Thank you. I would hope that all of the material on there that you find a connection to one's heart and one's soul on there, it just kind of gave me goosebumps as we're talking about this. Same thing with Blue Champagne. That was really dedicated to my late husband. Because bars close at 3 a.m. there and in New York. And he had taken me on what he called urban adventures, which means he would kidnap me for a couple of days over Valentine's Day. And this one particular occasion, he took me to New York. And I think when you play Blue Champagne, for example, that you, now that I give you some insight into that story, there's also a time when he was thrown out of, we were asked to leave a piano bar in New Orleans because he attempted to sing. This was way before I started singing. And he loved music so passionately, but the poor man couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. And the piano player said, if you have to sing, just please leave. And it was just so sad for him, funny to me, but very sad to him. But you can hear, I think, that connection in Blue Champagne. I would hope with all the music that you can hear that, because there's something there for everyone, and there's a story to be told in all the lyrics.
And I hear you as a blues singer, as I know my former longtime friend Barbara Morrison calls you one of the queens of the blues, and she certainly is one of the queens of the blues. But I also hear you not as a blues singer, but as a jazz singer who's got a blues type story to tell.
Thank you. You know, gosh, I just have to say this journey has just been lovely to be on, meeting Barbara Morrison and having her meet me, one of her blues divas, and running into her at Nolan's studio and our paths crossing. You know, at the end of the day, it's always just all about the music. And putting together this first CD of mine, I really wanted to make it all about the music. And every musician who walked in the door joined me on that journey.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your selection of tunes, because you steal my heart when you sing the songs from the Great American Songbook, while so many other young and old singers who choose to make debut recordings want to do their own compositions and move away from the Great American Songbook. You have chosen a wonderful selection and a variety of music in your CD that sticks to that Great American Songbook. How did you feel about choosing the Great American Songbook for your debut recording?
Well, which songs in particular got your attention, Don?
Well, you know what? I would find it easier to try to tell you which ones didn't, because there were so many of them. I mean, Mood Indigo is such a wonderful song, and here we are about to celebrate the birth date of Duke Ellington. So,
right.
And
Mood Indigo has a special story attached to that. There's a story with every one of the songs that I chose. I met Dottie Begard. Here's the story. 1981, I put together Helen Hume's last concert. It's the last time the woman ever sang in public. I had just written an article for a now defunct magazine called Jazz Dispatch. I interviewed Helen at the Monterey Jazz Festival that year. And what was so amazing was we became great friends. It was right before she passed away. She introduced me to Dottie Begard, whose late husband, Barney Albany Begard, co-wrote Mood Indigo with Duke Ellington. I put Mood Indigo on the CD as my nod to Dottie.
Well, isn't that sweet? Well, you know, in fact, the Duke in later years wanted to give all the credit to Barney Begard, except for taking the credit on the recordings themselves. But he used to say, "This is Barney's song," and he was happy for it.
I didn't know that.
But I thought it was a beautiful version, and I also thought I'd never hear anybody else sing "Fly Me to the Moon," which is, of course, one of the tunes that Ricky's on, as well as Frank Sinatra, or even want to listen to anyone else sing the song. But you picked some great songs and performed them in the style of Mary Bogue and no one else.
Well, yeah, I'm comfortable in my skin and being me. And this is music that I've been working on for a year. I didn't just go into the studio and say, gee, I'd like to cut a CD and let me empty out my bank account to do that. this was a compilation of work that I've been performing around town, being Los Angeles, for a good year, and responses that people that it evoked in people, that they came back to me and said, such and such song made me cry. When I do Don't Go to Strangers, I've had many people come up to me and say, you made me cry. And Fly Me to the Moon, the first time I ever heard that type of arrangement that Steve Rollins tweaked for me was Bobby Womack, actually. So when I heard that, I was like, that was like nothing I had ever heard. So I had to put it on there. And who doesn't like Fly Me to the Moon?
Well, I love it, but I listened to Frank sing it so many times that I'm not sure that I have ever enjoyed it by anyone else since then.
I kind of feel the same way. I mean, he really swung it, it's the fabric of our lives. I mean, it's part of our cellular makeup. People who love jazz, and you hear Frank do it, and you can't imagine anyone else singing it. And I just knew I wanted to do it. I kind of wanted to do it a little differently, you know, from a different perspective. And my musicians helped me accomplish that.
Well, tell me the story about I'd Rather Drink Muddy Waters, because that's also a great a song with a terrific history.
Well, thank you. You know, it was just, I guess it's the tempo of it, and you know, when you just really, when you love someone so much, honey, that you know, you'd rather drink your whole jug full of it with slugs and bugs than to see your guy, you know, go to another woman. I mean, that would just be so wrong. So I had to put that on there, and I wanted to break it up, and I wanted to put, you know, a little blues in there, and I hope that this compilation music allows you to have everything from date night, if you know what I mean, wink, wink, to the drive home, you know,
And then
stuck in
some.
traffic, and everything in between to help clean house and do all the things I do with music. So, I'd rather drink muddy water kind of had to be on there.
We're visiting with Mary Bogue. The name of her new CD is Don't Go to Strangers, produced by Dance Me to Stardust Records. That's got to be Mary Bogue.
It does, and the Stardust, I will tell you, is my nod to my late husband, Rob, because he chose Stardust as our wedding song, and I never really grasped the full meaning of it until he passed away. And then, you know, it's when you listen to the lyrics to that, though I don't know if I'll ever be able to record that song because that one just breaks me up still.
Well, I want to tell you, I have enjoyed the CD tremendously, and we will continue to play it on
Oh,
our I Love
Don, thank
Jazz
you so
show.
much. That means the world from your lips to my heart. I can't tell you enough what that makes to me. What a difference that makes hearing that from you. Thank you.
So we want to tell our listeners where they can find Mary Bogue on the internet and then on Facebook and
Okay.
how they can find her CD. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Well, I'm on iTunes. It's Mary Bogue with a B. That's Mary Bogue. They can also go to my website, marybogue.com. They can order the actual CD from me there if they like. And if they do that and mention you, I will be personally thrilled to autograph each and every one and to send it on their way. And just email me through marybogue.com. They can go to CD Baby or Amazon. It's available there as well. And I'd be happy to do anything I can to keep this music alive and going. And before we leave each other's space here, I would just like to once again say thank you to you and to your listeners for keeping this music alive and keeping it as a part of true American genre. So thank you.
Thank you, Mary. And also, before we go, I wanted to ask you if, in addition to having this wonderful CD of your songs, if you're performing live anywhere on the West Coast or anywhere else where our listeners could see you live in person.
You know what? They can always check my website, and I will post it on my calendar page there. I'm usually Thursday nights. Oh, last night I got to hang with Linda Hopkins. How cool is that? And sing a song of Karen Hernandez for her last night. But last week I did a song that Linda Hopkins wrote. I'm going to cry you right out of my mind. And so I'm hanging around Hollywood. I'm putting together a new show now, Mary Bogue and her King Size Papas. And I'll let you know when we're up and running on a new show.
Well, Mary Bogue, thank you so much for taking the time and talking with us here on I Love Jazz. We want to wish you the best of continued success with Don't Go to Strangers. I know it will be a success. And thanks for giving up your time to visit with us here on I Love Jazz.
Well, thank you to I Love Jazz. And I would just like to say, you know, in one final closing remark here, that none of us are strangers, that we all really want the same thing in our lives. We want peace and love and safety and joy and happiness and to watch our children grow up in a safe world. So thank you very much.
And our grandchildren as well, I might add, because I have one standing next to me listening to this interview. Well, that's Mary Bogue, and I'm Don Wolf, and I love jazz.